Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 163. Today's topic is a continuation in this multi-part series of marketing a business from scratch. So this is part four. Quite frankly, I'm not even sure how many parts there's going to be, but there's going to be quite a few because I want to give you literally every single step of the process to market a business from scratch, step by step by step, in the logical order that I have followed for every company that I've started and every company that I've advised. So today's focus is on building a painted picture. So the real fast recap is that we've done the competitive research, you've built personas, and you've named the business. And again, in this case, we're focusing on opening a childcare center. So we're going to continue to keep that type of business for continuity purposes. So a painted picture is a document that is going to look 3 years into the future, and it's going to be, in my opinion, the most impactful document that you've ever written, the most impactful document that you have at your company. So I'm going to walk you through step by step how to execute this. And what you're doing is you're bringing the future into the present so that you can act upon it now. And what I found, the best way to ensure your future happens is to put every single thing down on paper as you imagine it folding out. Now, the big difference here is that this document has nothing to do with the execution. So this is not the how do you make this happen, but this is the what is going to happen. Huge distinction there. We are going to get in the next few episodes, we're going to talk about reverse engineering numbers and things like that, and that's going to be much more of the tactical how. This is the what. And what I love about this document is that this document can be provided to potential team members, current team members as you start to hire. You can broadcast it to the universe. Now, the asterisk that I would provide there is that sometimes these documents are insanely confidential, so you might not necessarily want to broadcast everything. But here's what I found, is that when I started sharing this with people, people started to magically want to come in and help me make things a reality. Now, the other thing that I realized is that I have a terrible problem of keeping things in my head. And I don't necessarily share everything that I'm thinking of, this is where I want to see things headed. And then I just assume that my team is essentially a mind reader. So I would have all these ideas in my head and things that I would love to see happen, but I was never communicating these to anyone. So how could they make all these happen if I wasn't communicating? So if I was opening up a preschool childcare center from scratch, here are some of the things that I would include in this painted picture. So the first section is what does your child care center look like 3 years from today? And you're going to write this document as if it already happened. So, for example, you might say something like, the last 3 years have been nothing short of amazing. The results that we produced for our owners, the impact we made on the families and kids and our team were off the charts. Our culture kept us united. This painted picture kept us aligned. And our rally cry of wanting to be the best childcare center on the planet could be seen in everything that we did. So that's just an example of how you could start it. And then in this first section, you're going to just give an overview of all of the things that happened. For example, you could say that you opened up X amount of locations, you had amazing team. You're just going to list out all the different things that happened 3 years from today. The next section is you're going to list out your offerings. So are you, again, catering to all different types of families? What are you offering? What does your pricing look like? All of that good stuff. Are there any other products or services or things like that? Did you offer after-school care? I mean, what are all the different things that you did? Another section could be on giving back. How are you giving back to the community? Doing community events? Are you offering scholarships to the less fortunate? I mean, how are you giving back? The next section is about your brand. So what is the brand of your childcare center? We're going to talk about that one in the next episode, in the next step in the process. But was there one brand? Was there multiple brands? I mean, what did that look like? You're going to talk about the type of systems and processes. And again, you don't have to have everything figured out. But if you take a step back and you think for a few hours, not 15 minutes or 30 minutes, but a few hours, you're going to be able to start to envision the type of company, the type of childcare center that you want to have, the number of families you want to impact, what your brand looks like, how much money you're making, how much profit, how big is your business, the type of care that you're providing. All of that stuff is already in your head. And if it's not in your head, then I'm really not sure why you would be going down the path of opening up that business, or in this case, opening up that childcare center. You don't just open up a business for the sake of opening up a business. So I want you to have that painted picture or vivid vision of what does this look like in the best case scenario. And what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to start getting in your head saying, well, these aren't going to happen. It's not going to happen. All that I'm looking for you to do in this document is to, again, list everything out as if it already happened 3 years from today and list out everything that you want to see come true. It's like that cliche phrase of all your dreams coming true. If all your dreams come true for this business, what does it look like? How does it feel? Are you helping hundreds of families? Are you helping thousands of families? And again, I don't want you to say, well, thousands, I can't even imagine that. If you want to help thousands of families and that is what you envision, then you need to put down, the last 3 years were nothing short of amazing. We opened up 10 childcare centers across Rochester, New York, each serving about 100 families, and it's been an amazing ride. This document then is going to be leveraged as the high-level document, and then action plans and things like that will start to come after. But in this case, you're going to execute this document, you're going to get it done, so that when you're looking to hire, when you're building out your brand, when you're looking to make decisions, you can refer back to this document to make sure it's in alignment with what you're thinking. That is the next step in the process. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.